This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
They're doo-doo.
They're doo-doo also.
He's got a dog mentality.
Never see a scratch.
It's Division I football.
You killed a lesser man.
No.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
No.
At the club.
Club 1080.
Yep, you can feel it kind of hard, and then you just, you
know. Oh, dear.
Fat, uneducated beer, man! The murdered people, the judge ball, yeah!
I would have slept with George Bush at that moment.
Well, I had to squirt.
Buy two windows and get two windows free. So if you need eight windows, you get eight windows free. No, four windows free. Does that make sense? Wait, eight, two, four. Yep, four. No, eight! I don't know.
Keeping that sweet $8 in our pants.
Nice to have you along. It's the club hour.
Club hour!
We're doing some sort of regal club,
club
now?
Club hour!
Rest in peace, the great Ted Knight. He's been dead a long, long time.
So I got this White Lotus story for you here. White Lotus on HBO.
Yeah, I'm an episode behind, but...
You haven't watched the latest one?
I know.
Everyone's raving about it. I have not watched it either. I'm also one episode behind.
Okay, I watched it last night.
Yeah, good. We went to watch it last night, but on one of the TVs, we were logged out of HBO, and I was too lazy to log back in, so we watched Reacher, because we were still locked in on Prime.
I will say that it is ramping up.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like we're getting close to the end, right? We're coming to the conclusion.
I think we're about the midway point.
Well, we're only at four, so this is only the fourth.
We this is
no, this week's was the fifth. I think.
Yeah, I thought it was four.
People were raving. There was a great scene with Goggins and someone else.
Yeah, apparently Sam Rockwell makes it.
Sam Rockwell's in it.
We haven't seen him in the show yet. You and I haven't.
You know that he's married to. So you know the three girls.
Yeah, he's married to the
one. He's married to the one that looks like the supermodel.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think they're married. I think they've been together for like 15 years.
It's a good show, White Lotus.
Yeah, the White Lotus is solid. I don't know if I love the White Lotus the way that some people do, but it's a solid show.
It's a little weird, but it's the acting. Boy, I tell you, the casts are great.
Yes.
And the acting is great.
Well, I like that they do a true ensemble cast, and it doesn't focus on one person.
Yeah. Every little storyline.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all different. I don't know. That's a good show. Anyway, it's on HBO. Mm-hmm.
It's worth watching. This is the third season, and
basically,
all the seasons have been good.
Basically, it's just a bunch of rich people who are obnoxious, and you hate all of them because they're rich and
obnoxious. And they go on vacation and bad things happen.
And then their lives all kind of end up intertwining with one common, like,
theme.
Yeah, there's one common theme that, like, pulls everyone together. And it's, I like the way they do that. They tie it all together.
For my money, I think I've mentioned before, Parker Posey is stealing the show this year.
Yeah.
She is so good. She's so good. She plays the pill popping mom from North Carolina.
Yes.
Who understands nothing.
No.
But White Lotus.
You get to see some dong.
Again, you guys haven't watched the
That's
new
what
one.
I heard. More
we get
dong.
More dong.
More. What's his name?
What
Jonathan
dong
Isaacs?
Do we get
what's
this time?
Well, this time we get Russian dong.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
So.
Yeah, because we got the dad dong.
Yeah.
Last episode.
Oh, so we get either pool hotel guy or his cronies dong.
Right.
I guess
that's right.
Okay. Yeah, they threw a sneaky dong at me last time, dude. Dude's in the bathrobe. He pulled the Swigard and like, wah, there it is.
Yeah, dad just all popped up on pills
right out of nowhere, right in front of his daughter.
Yeah.
You also get look. I'm not gonna spoil it for you, but boy, you had a moment last night. Where my wife turned to me and she just goes, oh, now it's getting creepy.
Oh, boy. Well, I feel like there's been, and you don't have to give anything away, but I do feel like there has been some uncomfortable family sexual tension.
Absolutely.
It's that.
Okay.
Oh, that. We get to that.
I was going
to
say, because there has been a theme of that, like an undercurrent.
Weird comments, weird conversations.
Yeah. And not in a cool, like stepbrother weird way that like the internet likes to promote. No, this is a whole other, this is not good.
So White Lotus season one, and they're always at resorts. They're claimed to be, the White Lotus is the name of the resort, but it's four seasons.
It's just, it's the Richie places.
And, the first season was in Maui. The second season was in Italy, and this season is in Thailand. They are now offering in the Four Seasons because those are real hotels.
Yeah.
Four Seasons is now offering 50 White Lotus super fans the vacation of a lifetime.
I'll tell you right now, the fact that it's only limited to 50 people, this is going to be a staggering number.
So I'll get to the number. At the end of it, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do for you.
Yeah.
Is it super fans or just average fans with super bank accounts?
Well, yeah. But I would imagine to do this, you have to be interested in the show. Yeah.
Or just want to go to three, four seasons resorts all over the world, which sounds
well,
cool.
More than three.
If you get some rich bastard and you tell him that there's only 50 of something available, that in itself will get rich people to do something because only 49 other people can say that they did.
See the Titanic sub.
Exactly.
So they're going to take these people on a private jet. They will stay at 8 of their luxurious resorts around the world, including 3 that were home to the iconic set of White Lotus. Mm. So you start on the 20, it's a 20-day journey. They call it the World of Wellness Experience. It begins May 7th. It is a one-night stay in Singapore. And from there, you fly on their custom 48-seat Lounge in the Sky Airbus to the Season 3 resort in Thailand.
Did you say 8 destinations in 20 days?
Yes.
That seems like not
enough
time.
But it's private.
It's private jets.
Private jet, and these are... They're like resorts.
I get that it's all nice. I don't think I'd want to move around that much in 20 days.
For 3 days, guests will be able to channel their inner Jacqueline as they munch on $55 lamp pad chai.
Hmm. I don't know what that is.
But I don't either. But that's in Thailand.
Okay.
Later, they can strip down to their bathing suits at the same beachfront infinity pool where Patrick Schwarzenegger's character Saxon appears shirtless. Blah, blah, blah. They may also be able to rest their heads in the exact same bed used by actor Walton Goggins, a Four Seasons spokesperson said.
I don't know why you wouldn't just do the 3 properties. Seems a little weird that you're doing 8 and you're calling it the White Lotus Experience
charge more.
Well, and also my guess is by giving you the whirlwind and essentially the preview of the 8 of them, then you're like, ooh, I'd want to go back to this one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bingo. After Thailand, they want you to know that they've got more.
Sure.
So after Thailand, you go to the Maldives, they will spend 3 nights.
I like where we're going here.
And then you go to Italy, which was the backdrop for season 2. Mm-hmm. In Sicily, that's in Taormina, Italy, Sicilian resort. They will then be able to hang around in the bar. You know, they have the piano bar in there.
Yeah.
And you can go in there.
That's kind of cool.
You can hang where Jennifer Coolidge was hanging.
I would say, I'm trying to think of, which one, because obviously we've only seen the three.
I think the Italy one was the coolest.
Yeah.
I might go Thailand.
Yeah, maybe Thailand. You're right.
There's like, it seems those like there's villas, more cool stuff to do there with like the various,
Those villas are sweet.
Yeah, although yeah. I don't like the whole eco thing. Like,
yeah, screw the environment.
Yeah, the whole wellness, you know, whatever.
Nah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it is Italy.
So they said that the current bar manager at this one in Italy mm-hmm. is, he was in the show.
Oh, that's cool.
Dude. And he's there, so yeah. you can hang with him.
It's like a Hollywood tour, but of the richest places that you can go to.
They will charge you $1,528 per person to take a panoramic helicopter tour around the active Mount Etna stratovolcano. Hmm. And then private dinner, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole deal.
After 2 days in Morocco, 2 nights on the island of Nevis, and 3 days in Mexico City, the trip wraps up with 2 nights at the Four Seasons in Maui, which is home to the debut season of White Lotus, starring Sydney Sweeney, Lucas Gage, Marie Bartlett, and more.
The OG.
And that one, yeah, I mean, it was nice.
I'm trying to, I mean, honestly.
It's kind of hard to remember.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, they're all nice. I mean, it's. Look,
that was the one where the poop was in the suitcase.
It's Four Seasons in Hawaii. Maui. I guarantee it's ridiculous.
So how much do you think
they're
charging?
Given the choice, I would much rather take one of the other two.
The other two seem more picturesque.
To Hawaii. And I told you, I'm kind of... I find Hawaii to be very mid.
Well, I'll tell you about it when I get there on Friday.
Yeah, what?
Just, that's right.
You son of a bitch. So how much do you think they're charging for this?
So you get private planes.
Yeah. Eight spots.
3 weeks.
Yeah. That's what you got, bro.
God,
no, they don't.
America. $200,000.
It's insane.
I have no idea.
That's about right.
You're really close.
$188,000 for the White Lotus themed world tour.
Boutros Ghali.
Yeah. That's smart by Four Seasons, though.
I get, you know, 50 packages. I guarantee they sell them all very quickly. People will snap that up. What are you going to do when you're rich like that?
Well, that and I think you got to let people know that those are real resorts because they're missing out on a lot of a business. That a lot of people watch that show.
Sure.
I don't think many people know those are real.
I didn't. I mean, I obviously I knew they were resorts. I didn't know they were all Four Seasons. I also wonder, though, how many people can afford to go to those places that watch that show. I mean,
that's true. But at least, but you want them looking up the prices.
Sure.
Should we look up the prices?
Yeah,
you
see, what
stay?
See what a normal trip out there would cost. Now, Buckley, where are you going in Hawaii?
Maui.
Is it the Four Seasons?
No, it's not the Four Seasons.
Is John Buckley picking up the tab?
John Buckley's not.
What are you doing out there?
Mama Buckley picking up the tab.
We're going to, every other year, we go to the family's timeshare in Maui. So,
someone is picking up the tab.
Well, yeah. I didn't buy a timeshare.
Boy, it's good. Once again, Buckley's white privilege rears its ugly head.
This next month, it's going to know no bounds.
So the
how long are you going for?
A week.
Oh, tasty.
The Thai resort that they're at, $1,183 a night.
Whew.
For a Serenity pool villa.
And they take your phone too? God.
Yeah, they take your phone.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
If you consent.
It's a bit steep for me, Rob. I don't know if I.
And that's probably before all the treatments and stuff, like massages or whatever else.
I don't have that one. It's not in my hip pocket.
Person no on YouTube but, asks, by the way, is food and beverage included in all these?
I don't
didn't
so.
Say it was. I doubt it.
No.
They ain't going to give you food.
Those are not all inclusive. And as someone who spent some time in the Far East there's a lot better value than $1,800.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if you're rich, they did this in the one of the episodes of the new White Lotus where they're like, I want to leave the resort. I will never understand, and maybe it's just a rich thing. But you go across the world, you spend $1,800 a night, and you never leave the resort. You're not in Thailand.
You could do the same thing 4 hours from home or whatever.
I will never understand that. I had a friend of mine whose wife, they fought over this all the time, is they would go on these trips, and they would go stay in places. They would go down to Belize or Honduras or wherever, and all she did was want to stay. She would insist on it being an all-inclusive resort, and she would never leave the resort. And I just never, I'm like, why? What are you doing? Especially flying all that way. You go all the way to Thailand to sit at a resort and just drink Mai Tais at a pool, not the ocean.
I mean, I'm not against it, but I would never claim that I went on this, I would never claim I went on this beautiful Thai vacation.
Yeah.
I would just be like, well, I just went to a resort over there.
Yeah.
It's like when I say I go to Vegas. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
All we do is go to the Wynn. It's a resort. And we just stay there. They eat there. We drink there. We pool there.
Yeah.
So I don't go to Vegas, yeah, really.
You go to the Wynn.
I go to the Wynn, which could be in Macau.
Yeah. And I just, and my family, I think, is waiting for me to die and secretly is hoping that I die when I travel so they can stand over my dead body at my funeral and tell me I told you so. I don't know. If I'm going to travel that far, I'm going to get me into the middle of the city. We're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to wear some Turkish bathrobes and let's go see some stuff. Take a bus somewhere into the middle of the city and get out and see what's up.
More than a little bit. You should explore.
Yes. Some of the best experiences I've ever had traveling are that you wander around or when we were in St. Lucia, the Uber driver was like, hey, we asked a guy like where his favorite place to eat was. And he said his mom's house. And we're like, he's like, you want to come? Like,
sure.
Well,
yes,
I would.
Yes, we do.
So the girls in the White Lotus season 3, they go out.
Yes.
I would totally do something like that. 100%. I mean, we do that in Mexico.
Yeah.
You stay at the all-inclusives or whatever, but you venture out into
go out to a restaurant, go out to a bar, go into town, do some shopping.
But it is nice to go back to the creature comforts, the nice Four Seasons.
I don't know. I'm not,
I mean, I can't afford the Four
Seasons.
I'm not
privileged to the Four Seasons.
But anyway.
So if you got an extra 188 grand laying around.
Yes. You could be one of the lucky.
That does sound like a pretty cool trip.
It does. Canada holds the ultimate nuke in our trade war. That's next on The Fan. I've got a Canada-U.S. trade war story, but I did want to mention, since we got a little bit of a short seggy here, got to get back on track, which I know will stun a lot of you. people on the text line, you know, your comment that Hawaii is mid, that is interesting. I think a lot of people, and I'm looking at the text line, a lot of people agree with that. I think a lot of people in the U.S. are starting to figure that out.
Coming around to it?
I do think so. And part of it is because, and it's not that Hawaii sucks.
No.
It's just expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is.
That's what it is.
It's not that it's mid, it's that it's way too expensive for you to have a comfortable vacation.
For what you get.
Yeah.
I think what's making people realize that is that parts of, not all, but parts of Mexico are really catching up to Hawaii and offering the same idea. Mm-hmm. It's not quite as pretty, obviously, but for a fraction of the money.
Mm-hmm. And the people there, whether it's fake or not, the people there love your tourist dollars. And they're 1,000 times friendlier than the people of Hawaii. And by the way, I don't blame the people of Hawaii. I get why they're pissed that they've made it completely unaffordable for any native Hawaiian to live there. And everyone buys up all the property. I mean, I totally understand. I don't know. Like Hawaii, when you go to Hawaii, you better be prepared to spend an S ton of money to stay at a place that isn't that great, to have people treat you fairly rude. And unless you're staying at the Four Seasons in Maui. But then again, I asked the question, are you really going to Hawaii? Or are you just going to a resort that you're not going to leave?
I would push back on about half of that. I have not dealt with that many rude people in Hawaii, and I've been a handful of times. I think it's by far the nicest place you can go from the West Coast to a tropical destination that feels comfortable. And for the average person, like, obviously you can go to places with nicer beaches that are more affordable, with better restaurants, maybe places with more culture, but I think the appeal, mostly to West Coasters, is that it's so accessible. And the weather's so damn nice.
That's true.
And like that as the jumping off point is enough for everyone.
Well, and I think families too. But again, it's expensive.
It's way expensive.
But those who do Hawaii and have done it multiple times, you know, you get a rental, you go to the store.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
You sort of do it that way.
We've already got our Costco and Safeway lists together.
Yeah. You don't go out to eat a ton there because it's just so expensive. But it is safe. I mean, it's safe.
And
it's,
the whole they don't want you thing, that's a little complicated because they can't survive without the tourism.
Which is, again, the weird part is that if you're on your little resort, they're happy. Go out to a local place and watch them tell you to go F off. And that's my... And for me, I don't like staying at resorts. I'm more of an Airbnb guy and I like to be out. And I get it. I wouldn't want me there either. So Hawaii to me just doesn't hold the appeal. And I contend Hawaii is popular for the reason of it's viewed as, quote, safe because we're terrified of foreign cultures where we don't speak the language, and it's close. But I contend if you took the same amount of money and you're, what does it take to fly to Hawaii? What?
Oh.
Five hours?
Oh, yeah, 5 hours.
5 hours.
From
so,
here?
Yeah, from here. It's roughly 5 hours.
Ish. Yeah, depending on headwind, tailwind, all that.
And I get it. If you've ever been to St. Bart's, if you've ever been to St. Lucia, if you've ever been any place out there, I get it. You're spending, it's not 5 hours to get there. You're probably spending 10.
A day.
10 hours to get out there. Your money and your experience, it is 1,000 times better in those places. But again, it's scary.
It's also less convenient. I mean, it's.
But same thing. Costa Rica, Belize.
Language barriers.
Honduras, places in Mexico.
Well, I think you just nailed it. It's for the, I just feel like it's a kind of an outdated travel destination as people travel more.
Yeah.
Hawaii is falling further and further down the list. It used to be that Americans didn't travel that much, and when they did, Hawaii was exotic.
Yeah.
Hawaii is no longer exotic.
Because so much of the world is accessible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People are traveling more. So I think the biggest things about it were it was safe, English speaking, and you didn't have to have a passport. And it was great for your whole family. But now that people are traveling more and seeing other destinations around the world, even South America or Mexico, they're realizing better places are out there.
Yeah.
And they're much cheaper.
Yeah.
It's still safe in Hawaii, generally speaking.
Yeah.
It's still, obviously, English speaking and no passport, so those are all still positives for it. But, I mean, I just think more people have passports, more people are willing to travel with their kids, more people are willing to travel to go to strange, exotic places, and that's...
It's just
pushing Hawaii down the list.
It's like the number one thing I hear about from people in my family and elsewhere. And I'm not going to say that they've got like cobs up their asses, but people that haven't really been many places, that's where Hawaii is the end all to be all. Because when you tell them about going to other places or you see kind of the, I don't know, the lack of infrastructure or you know, again, you go to some Caribbean islands, you're going to see some neighborhoods that look rough. And we were joking the last time we were down there, I looked around and I said, there is no one in my family that would walk down the street right now at night. They'd be like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Because it's not, it's all concrete houses and people just kind of sitting out and milling around. But they're some of the nicest and friendliest people. But we have that attitude of, it's a poor country, therefore it's crime ridden and you're going to lose a kidney. And I think that's the stigma that keeps people from going places and keeps them going back to Hawaii because it's in the United States and nothing bad could happen.
Well, that's why I think Hawaii is so perfect for families. My wife and I, if we were going to go vacation somewhere by ourselves, we would come up with 24 places or more that we'd rather go than Hawaii again because other places are more fun to be adventurous. Hawaii is the place to go to the nice hotel and sit back and relax and enjoy the beach.
Yeah, that's fair. Here's a P1 transplant from the Big Island who still listens to us daily. He says, the rap about us not liking tourists kind of sucks. Just don't take a dump in our bathroom and forget to flush. Respect our home is all we ask. Well, I'm guessing if you're anywhere, this is true of Oregonians, this is true of people in Mexico, this is true of anywhere. If you are a tourist destination, as Hawaii is in certain places in Hawaii, no matter who lives there, if Americans are traveling there all the time, you're going to get the rap that you hate the tourists.
Yeah.
Because you do.
Yeah.
They're awful. So I don't think it's as much on the Hawaiians as I'm guessing they're probably pissed off at all the dip S's that ruin it for everybody else. And that's true anywhere you travel. Like, dude, you've traveled.
We wreck places.
You go to Italy, they're always talking about, and it's not just Americans, by the way.
Yeah.
There are some people from all over the world that are just as bad of travelers, if not worse than us.
We have a bad reputation.
But we have a bad rep. And so you go to Italy, you hear that. Yeah. It's like, they don't like the Americans. No, they love the Americans. They just...
don't like the obnoxious, douchey traveler
and,
guy.
And they are going to... they're not going to be overly friendly to you until you prove to them that you're not one of the douchebags.
There's nothing more embarrassing than when you're sitting down at a place and they speak a different language and you get this one at breakfast. French toast! French toast! It's like, dude, you yelling doesn't make them understand your English any better. And it's like, I'm often embarrassed when we travel and we see, and I guess not all of them, but when you see the ugly American family traveling abroad for the first time, it can be rough.
Well, and this is why I think Hawaiians, like that guy is Hawaiian and he's like, that's kind of a not true thing. But I think it is that stigma comes from anybody who has to deal with travelers all the time.
Yes.
if you're in the Virgin Islands, if you're in Costa Rica, if you're in Hawaii, you're in Mexico, any of those places, you probably have a mixed view of tourists.
Sure. And let me just state for the record to my Hawaiian brethren, that's not me saying that Hawaii sucks. For me, when I'm getting ready to try to book a vacation, Hawaii is not...
It's not under consideration.
It's not under my consideration.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to Hawaii plenty of times, and I don't have bad times at Hawaii. It's just that if I'm sitting down and said, hey, where we're going on a trip, unless it was like what Buckley was saying, hey, someone has a timeshare, my buddy has a condo, it's a cheap flight or something. If I'm spending my own money and I'm planning a trip, Hawaii is not going to make my list. But it doesn't mean that you can't go. Someone's like, oh, I had a great time in Kauai. I'm sure you did. Kauai's great. It's just, so we're saying kind of two different things. For me, saying that Hawaii is mid doesn't mean that you can't have a great time.
It's not
time
what you're looking for right now. It's a non-exotic vacation experience.
Yes. Like, we've got some friends that are getting married in Hawaii. Chances are we'll go there, and chances are we'll have a great time. And probably pay the most expensive grocery bill you've ever paid because it's Hawaii.
Are the groceries that expensive too?
Yeah, everything has to be shipped in. Yeah, any islands.
I'll be really curious what the price of eggs are over there.
And someone's saying England right behind us. That is true. If you talk to people, people don't like American travelers, and the English right there with us.
I found the French to be quite obnoxious. Yeah. And I mean quite.
I feel like the French get that rap when they travel elsewhere, but when I went to France, yeah, I thought they were delightful.
Yeah, I feel like that is a thing. But I don't know. Small sample size.
Sure. But I'm guessing Hawaii usually is the most expensive place to live in the country.
All right. Canada holds the ultimate nuke in our trade war, and that is porn. Here's Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, so far so good on our Tar Heels, up 11 or up 10 on San Diego State. They're going all the way.
I hope they make a run.
The JFK files are out.
Yeah, I saw they were getting released this afternoon, so I kind of kept checking Twitter to see if like anything.
Oh, they're out. Well, you gonna go pour over them all?
Well, no, but someone I don't know, one of the heads of something or other said that that there would be a huge revelation that would shock people. So I figured that would make the rounds, and yet I've yet to see anything
I was just reading that there aren't expected to be any revelations.
Well, this was the guy that was in charge of those files that said that they weren't going to be redacted and that there would be something that would shock the American people. So I was like, cool.
So then that part was a lie.
And you believe that?
Well, I don't know.
You believe politicians?
Yeah, Epstein files and this. It's like, I keep waiting for
something.
By the
way, the Epstein thing was a dud.
Giant nothing burger. What the hell? Same thing with like the aliens. I keep waiting for someone to actually tell me something that has any sort of impact, and it doesn't. Shame on me for believing this was going to have anything in it.
Shame on you.
So we don't know.
No. They just put them out there. So the dorks are probably pouring over them right now. I'm sure we'll get the stories tomorrow of what they pull out of there.
Yeah. So, because President Trump is ushering in a new maximum transparency era.
Right.
Previously redacted JFK assassination files are being released to the public with no redactions. Promises made, promises kept. Is there anything in there that means anything to anybody? By the way, can I also say this? This is the other reason why I don't believe that any of this crap matters. If there was actually something in the JFK files that proved that we were involved in it, the U.S. government, you really think those files are just sitting around waiting to be released? Really? Like, if it turns out like LBJ was in on it or whoever, you really think that those were just sitting in a drawer somewhere in a filing cabinet and had never seen the light of day, and now we're like, oh, by the way, the U.S. vice president or a member of Congress was directly involved in this and was never held accountable. Here you go. Same thing with the Epstein files. If that really was, you know, files that incriminated Bill Clinton and Gates or whoever, possibly Trump, he was friends with him. You think and they did indeed kill Jeffrey Epstein, as a lot of people think. You really think that those files haven't been shredded?
Trump already had 4 years in office to do this if there was something that benefited him.
I don't believe for one second that if anything incriminating is ever kept. That's the whole point of being in power, is you can be like, well, these are about ready to disappear. Gone. Robson here shredding documents every other day.
Yep. That's right. You ain't going to catch me on S.
No. Exactly.
Could have, but not anymore.
Yeah, I know there's these damning pieces of evidence that are just sitting out there. You know what? I'm just going to let them hang out for a bit and see if anyone is smart enough to go find them. No.
All right, well, Canadians are proposing a very drastic measure in the trade war with Uncle Sam in the U.S. We'll tell you what that is to wrap up the show next on The Fan. All right, Hot Corner is standing by. They're coming up next. I wanted to tell you that Canada-U.S. trade war is heating up as Canucks are proposing a very dramatic and drastic measure.
Well, we have a trade war for seemingly no reason, but what are they
Well, they own Pornhub.
Oh, they own Pornhub, huh?
And there is a petition that has that has now been signed by dozens of people to ban Pornhub from Americans as the ultimate nuke.
Oh, no, where else will we turn?
I want Trump to make... I desperately want Trump to make some sort of threat like they did with the energy. You ban our porn. So help me. You do it again, there's going to be problems.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Pornhub is the number one site in the United States.
Like, period. Any site at
any
all.
Any website.
Not porn site,
3 million a month Pornhub.
Well, not anymore.
But that said, Buck's right. It's like, okay, fine, take Pornhub. You know how many other porn sites show up when I search something kinky?
There's probably more porn sites than there are any other type of site
million.
On the internet.
Yeah,
keep your Pornhub.
It does seem a bit foolish. You're shutting down one porn site.
You got us.
Have you been to internet?
And does anyone... Look, I don't watch a lot of porn.
Sure.
But, I was waiting for that. Does anyone have a prep? It doesn't matter. Like, a certain site is not a big thing. What site?
Sure, but you have your favorites. You have the
you
ones,
do?
You have ones that you go to that you feel are trusted.
Is Pornhub one of them?
Nah.
Sook's into way darker stuff than that.
A little tame for my taste.
That's for the common man, not Sook.
You get into some weird stuff. Pornhub. That's your dad's porn site.
Black Dawn.
I think you can find that.
That was timely. Yeah. Black, please. Thank you. God. All right, Hot Quarters next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7, Fake Night.
Chips of Spain.